Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Freaky As Fuck podcast. I'm your host, Sarai, and I hope you are all having a bitchin' week. Today, we're going to be talking about Toni Jo Henry, who was originally born Annie Beatrice McQuiston on January 3rd, 1916, near Shreveport, Louisiana. She was the third of five children. Her mother died of tuberculosis when she was just 6 years old, and her father would later remarry. Toni would go on to live with her father and stepmother, but she was absolutely miserable. She hated living with them. When she was just 13 years old, Toni Jo got a part-time job working at a macaroni factory, but was fired as soon as her manager learned that she had tuberculosis in her family. When she returned home to tell her father what had happened, he beat her furiously. This would give Toni Jo the push she needed to finally leave her home, and she would go on to hustle on the streets for a living. She would eventually get drawn into the dark world of prostitution and drugs. In 1939, Toni Jo would meet a man by the name of Claude Cowboy Henry, and the two would fall deeply in love with one another. Cowboy Henry had a bit of a past himself, and at the time the two had met, he was on parole pending a second trial for a murder in Texas. But nonetheless, the two were married in November of 1939. They celebrated their honeymoon in Southern California, and everything was perfect, until Claude was requested back in Texas to appear in court for trial. Toni Jo pleaded with Claude to go on the run with her, but he showed up to court and was found guilty of the murder of former San Antonio police officer Arthur Sinclair. He was sentenced to 50 years in the Texas State Penitentiary in Huntsville. Toni Jo was ready to do whatever she could to break her husband out of jail, so she recruited Harold Archie Burks, who had previously been held at the Huntsville prison, so he had a pretty good idea of the layout. Their plan was to steal a car and rob a bank in Arkansas to secure the funds needed to break old Cowboy Henry on out of prison. They armed themselves with pistols that were stolen, of course, and they hitched a ride for Arkansas. When they got to Orange, Texas, the two began to search for the right car to jack. This is when they stumbled upon Joseph Calloway. He was delivering a Ford V8 coupe when he spotted Toni Jo and Archie and decided to give them a lift. They were to drive onwards to Jennings, Louisiana, where Calloway had planned to deliver the car. When they had driven past Lake Charles and were on the countryside, Toni Jo pulled out a .32 revolver and ordered Calloway to pull off the highway and onto the country road. She ordered him to pull over into a small paddock, where Calloway was forced to strip. Archie gathered his clothes and possessions, which was a wristwatch and $15. Toni Jo wanted the clothes for Claude to change into once they broke him out of prison. Calloway was forced into the trunk of the car, and the two continued down the country road for a short while until Toni Jo asked Archie to pull over once more. Calloway was dragged out of the trunk and into a field where Toni Jo directed him to get on his knees and pray, when she took her gun and shot Calloway point blank in the head. Toni Jo and Archie continued on their way before stopping in Camden, Arkansas, where they rented a room for the night. Unnerved by the murder she just committed, Archie slipped out in the middle of the night when Toni Jo was asleep and took off with the car and clothes. When Toni Jo wakes up to the realization that she'd been deserted, she uses the last of the stolen money to purchase a bus ticket back to Shreveport. When she got back to Louisiana, Toni Jo was taken in by her Aunt Emma. Now, there are two accounts of what happens next. The first one being that Tony Joe confesses to the murder of Joseph Calloway to Aunt Emma, and then Emma calls policeman Sergeant Dave Walker, who Tony Joe also confesses to. And the second being that Aunt Emma is concerned for Tony Joe and seeks out advice from Sergeant Dave Walker, who then agrees to do a check-in interview with Tony Joe, to which then she confesses to murder. Either way, both scenarios don't end up well for Tony Joe. After confessing to the sergeant, she discloses the location of Calloway's body, and she's immediately arrested.
We're Malice After Midnight,
a podcast that focuses on true crime.
We want you to feel like you're part of the conversation.
And sometimes we deal with pretty dark subject matter.
But we always manage to have a good time.
She dragged the body into a closet before she bled the body out and cut it into 9 pieces.
9 pieces, okay.
Now, the
Christine's
following...
Christine's counting arms and legs. There's 4. 2 arms, 2 legs.
I mean, I'm counting.
The head is a piece.
4, 5, cut the body in half. That's 6, 7. There's 2 more pieces. I'm not sure. Maybe she cut the feet. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 9. And the head, and left the body. So hands, feet, legs, arms, head. Body.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees and toes. So check us out. We're Malice After Midnight with Tina, Steve, and Christine.
Hi, this is Kelly.
And this is Jenna.
We're the hosts of ODFM.
That's one from murder.
Each week, we discuss a true crime murder case.
And intertwine our unique sense of dark humor.
Each episode relates to a word starting with the letter D.
The stories we tell are serious and true. Our opinions are not.
But be warned, we don't hold back on the details of the case.
Or our inappropriate comments and colorful language.
Join us every Monday on your favorite podcast provider for a new episode of ODFM.
We're on a full ride scholarship to hell.
Her first trial takes place from March 27th to the 29th in 1940 at the Calcasieu Courthouse in Lake Charles. The jury deliberated for 6 hours before finding Tony Joe Henry guilty of murder, and she was sentenced to death by hanging. She would go on to appeal her sentence 4 times, and 3 out of the 4 times she was granted a retrial. However, the jury withstood the same verdict every single time, until finally the court said, "Okay, ma'am, that's enough." But while all of this hullabaloo was taking place, Louisiana had updated their method of execution, and instead of being hanged, Tony Joe was sent to the chair. 4 days before her execution, Cowboy Henry escaped prison in attempts to see Tony Joe just one last time, but he was captured before he could even make it out of Texas. On November 28, 1942, in the basement of the Calcasieu Parish Courthouse, Tony Joe Henry was electrocuted to death for her crimes. When she was asked if she had any last words, she replied, "I think not." She was the first woman to be sent to the electric chair. Today, Tony Joe's ghost haunts the Calcasieu Courthouse. She's known to cause the office equipment to malfunction, and people are heard. And visitors often report disembodied voices of a woman and footsteps. Some even report smelling the strong odor of woman's perfume or burnt hair at random times. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is the story of the first woman executed by electric chair in Louisiana, Tony Joe Henry. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and review wherever it is that you are listening to this podcast right now. And if you'd like to further support us, consider donating to our Ko-fi, which I will have a link to in the show notes. If you want to continue this conversation elsewhere, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at FreakyAFPod. That's FreakyAFPod. AFPOD. And if you want to send us an email, you can do so at freakyafpodcast@gmail.com. I hope to see you guys back here next week for another spooky tale. Until then, stay spooky, bitches. Bye.
This is Paige, host of Reverie True Crime. As you can imagine, my tastes are a bit on the dark side. So when I shop for unique novelties and gifts, I always keep an eye out for something a little out of the ordinary. That's why I shop at Batwings and Butterflies. Batwings and Butterflies is an independent creator-owned and operated boutique of handmade knit creations that run the gamut from the wild side to the dark side. Here you'll find knit toys and stuffies like baby Baphomets and giant tarantulas, household knits like blankets, doilies, and water pipe cozies, and so much more. Every item is an original work of art handmade with love by a talented artisan. Order your one-of-a-kind creation today. You can also make a special request, and Bria, the creator and owner of Batwings and Butterflies, will make pretty much whatever you want. Order your one-of-a-kind creations today. Find Batwings and Butterflies on Instagram at Batwings and Butterflies, or shop at batwingsandbutterflies.bigcartel.com. That's batwingsandbutterflies.bigcartel.com. My favorite products that she makes are these huge knit stuffies that are perfect to snuggle and cuddle while listening to Reverie True Crime or any of the shows on the Darkcast Network.